Real people. Real opinions. Real talk radio. The multi-award-winning Niall Boylan Show. Classic hits.
All right, growing old gracefully. I'm going to read out this email for you. Hi, Niall. I'd love to hear your listeners' opinion on something that I wanted to do for a long time. I've been married for 15 years and have three beautiful children with my husband. Our marriage is a happy one. And isn't really the point of my email, I suppose. I've always been insecure about my boobs and have always wanted to get them done, especially after having three children. I just feel like they're not attractive and I'm so uncomfortable with the idea of having them seen anywhere. I cover up as much as possible by always wearing baggy clothes so as not to draw attention to them and so that nobody can see them. Thankfully, money isn't an issue for us. We both have good jobs and I could easily afford to get them done. She's talking about a boob job, by the way. Last week, I mentioned to my husband that I was thinking of finally getting a boob job. He's completely against the idea. He says he hates fake boobs or any sort of cosmetic surgery, and he'd much rather I grow old gracefully. I'm not looking to get massive boobs. I don't want to be a double D or an E cup. All I want is to maybe go up a size and to get them lifted a little bit, just to make me feel more comfortable in myself. No matter what I say, I can't get him on board with the idea. He's taking it very personally as well, because he's so much against the idea. All I want is to feel comfortable in myself and not feel insecure when I'm getting undressed. Or dressed, as the case may be. I'd love to know what your listeners think. Is there anything wrong with me wanting to get my boobs done? I'd love to know if any of your listeners have been in this situation and what their partners thought. Now, I don't know what you think of the situation she finds herself in. You know what I mean? Au natural, I suppose, is always the best, but sometimes au natural is not good enough because people lose their self-confidence, I suppose. And cosmetic surgery is there. There's always risks attached to it. By the way, I'm not going to promote it to anybody. There's always a risk attached to it. But indeed, if it can make you feel better, what's the problem? Let me know what you think. The number is 087-188-0008. Is this husband being unreasonable if this is what she wants to do? It's a bit controlling, if you ask me. But anyway, is he being unreasonable if this is what she wants to do? Now, maybe he's saying it in a nice way. He's saying, you know, darling, you don't have to get this done. I love you no matter what. And, you know, just grow old gracefully. You know what I mean? Let me know what you think. The number is 087-188-0008. Is the husband being unreasonable? It's not that he's not allowing her to get it done. He just doesn't want her to get it done. Emma, you're in Ireland's Classic Hits. How are you doing?
I'm grand, Niall. How are you?
Good. Emma, you know, I don't think the husband is being a control freak here or anything. I don't think he's saying, I'm not giving you the money, blah, 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 blah.
Yeah, I don't think he's been. I wouldn't say he's unreasonable. That's his opinion on it, and that's fair enough. She did ask him.
Yeah.
I think she should go ahead and do it because she's not doing it for him or to make him happy or to get his approval, like, of her looks and stuff. She's doing it for herself.
Yeah.
She's doing it for herself and her own self-esteem. And like I always said before I had kids, like, listen, you know, if the boobs go south, because whether you breastfeed or not, they do.
Yeah, gravity kicks in.
Yeah, it just happens. You know, yeah. I always said I'd love a boob lift.
Yeah.
Not the boob job, because I'm a bit squeamish and I wouldn't like to put anything in. So I'd be a bit like,
So how do you do the lift without putting that in?
They just pull up the skin. It's just literally pulling up and kind of.
Did you get it done, Emma?
No, I didn't. Because my kids are 10 and 8, so I'm a bit like now, I just didn't bother. And I just didn't bother, and my partner.
And are you
like,
conscious of it?
I think I was more conscious, like.
Are you conscious when you lie down on a sunny day and, you know, on the beach in Ibiza, you know, when you might go topless, that they might fall to the side rather than sitting
there? Yeah, then I wouldn't go topless now because they would fall to the side and disappear. I would just leave the bikini on. then,
right.
You know, but I would be a bit more like. Like my partner, he always says, listen, I don't think you need it. But if you want to do it, he would be like, yeah, listen, let's just do it. And we did price it there about a year ago and stuff.
And how much is it now? About 3 or 4 grand, is it?
No, I was 7,000.
Is it?
Yeah, I was pricing at different prices in here in Dublin. And it was coming in between 5,000 and 7,000. And in the end, I was like, look, I was just saying to myself, oh, God. Would I even bother? So I didn't in the end.
Well,
and
I mean, if you had the money, right?
Yeah, but she has the money. And I'm saying, like, even with or without the money, I just think if it's something that's going to make you happy, like, it's not just a whimsical idea. It's something she's had in her head for a long time. I would do it.
Yeah, I mean, if you can wear clothes that, and I know there are women who won't wear certain clothes because they don't want their cleavage shown because they're conscious of it, and so if you can wear clothes that, you know, show them off, so to speak, and you feel confident about that and you want to do that, sure, well and good if you have the money.
Yeah, I think so. Like, I think, you know, she spoke, and I think she should just say to him, listen, I value your opinion, I appreciate this, you prefer the au naturel look, but I'm actually going to get this done for me. Mm-hmm. And, you know, listen, I'm sure afterwards, and the 6 weeks after it takes to heal and all that stuff,
we do have to point that out for people thinking about it. There is always a risk attached to it.
Yeah, of course.
There's a risk of infection and all sorts of carry on.
I just didn't want it myself, and I didn't bother. But I think for her, because, like, you can hear it in her email. Wants to do it for herself and her own confidence. It's for nobody else. So in that case, I would say do it, because sometimes people do it for the wrong reasons.
Yeah. And can I ask how old you are, Emma?
I'm 41 this year.
You're only a young one
year.
For Jesus' sake.
Okay, oh, listen, Niall, I packed away the short shorts now. They're gone. I can't have the legs out. Look for the longer.
Okay, but I'm happy enough to grow old gracefully, you know what I mean? Now, men, I suppose men are a bit different to women in that respect. Women tend to be more, maybe I'm wrong, maybe men are changing as well, and they're becoming conscious of, there's a bit of vanity there too.
You see, I think as well, though, people, like nowadays in the last 15, 20 years, like, all sorts of surgery are coming, and people just look ridiculous with the big lips. And
Jesus,
it's frightening.
It is. I've seen women. Like. I've seen obviously women more so than men with the big lips, and they could nearly stick them to a window. You know what I mean?
Yeah, it's mad.
Oh, what's with the teeth? Now, don't get me wrong. I need to get my own.
I can't cope.
Yeah, some people looking like Shergar. You
the
know
veneers,
what I mean?
Like, yeah, they look like Shrek or Donkey from Shrek. You know, and it's so frightening.
I know.
I think that's why. Nowadays, it's so prominent in a lot of girls that do it, and the boobs and stuff. You inject the stuff, the silicone into your face or whatever.
Botox.
Not the Botox, but they inject stuff into their
fillers.
Cheeks.
Fillers,
this kind of stuff. And I think it's so common nowadays for younger women that men are a bit like, oh God, I think they're a little bit like frightened of it.
Yeah, like, we're creating a society where everyone wants this kind of picture perfect face. You know this, and for young women, particularly, by the way,
for young women and young men too,
we're painting a picture that this is what you need to look like. And I think this is a bad thing to do.
Look, I think at the end of the day, you know, you're beautiful to someone.
Yeah.
Like, my partner's beautiful to me, but someone else mightn't think he is.
Yeah.
You know, I'm beautiful to him, someone mightn't think I am. I just kind of think that, you know, I'm a bit...
Beauty is in the eye of the beholder.
I'm a bit like, look, take me as I am. If you like me, you like me. If you don't, you don't.
But are you picking out are you picking out the grey hairs, Emma?
No, because I'm a redhead.
What is it about redheads? They tend not to go grey.
Yeah, my mum was black hair, my dad had the ginger, so we got all this auburn red. Fabulous red, darling.
Right.
But no grey hairs.
Are you by the way, is it true what they say about redheads? Are you fiery?
Oh, listen, savage. Not to 10 in 5 seconds. But no, I have no reds, no greys, and my older sister not. None of my sisters have either, or my brother.
Right, okay. But but as you get older, you know, when you get to about 60, right, and the face, the double chin starts to appear, and the wrinkles around the eyes, and somebody said to you, look, you know, for $5,000 there, I can pull that old face back and make you look a little bit younger again.
I'm so squeamish, Niall, I don't think I would bother.
Right, yeah, I know.
I'm a squeamish, like, needles, blood, I'm a bit, so I think for me, if the wrinkles come, they come. I'm not a sun worshipper, obviously, because I burn, so...
Right,
I'm lucky in that sense.
Yeah,
I'm
you're pale.
Like,
you have a pale complexion.
Yeah, a bit of fake tan does the job, you know?
Yeah, absolutely. And if it really needs me, a bit of hair dye in the future, maybe.
Yeah, I think I will, because I do like my colour.
Right, okay.
This is when I was younger, but now I'm,
Okay, so the answer to the original question was, you tell her, go for it, love.
Go for it. She's doing it for herself to make herself happy, her own self-esteem, build herself up. Why not? She's a mother of three kids. She's working full time. She's probably got a busy life. And if it makes her happy, that one little thing, go for it.
Absolutely. Listen, Emma, thank you very much indeed. Keep texting, keep WhatsApping. Number's 087-188-0008. Emma says, go for it. But I know there's some text coming in. Somebody says, Niall, it's not like her husband is trying to control her. He's just trying to give her good advice. Maybe she has a body image problem. And maybe he's just being supportive and telling her she doesn't need it. Okay. Somebody else says, Niall, I don't agree with cosmetic surgery. End of. Another person says, I completely agree with Emma. If the woman has the money, why doesn't she just get it done? Forget about what her husband thinks. It doesn't matter. It's her body, her choice. There you go. There's that cliche again. Just keeps coming in, doesn't it? Liz, you're in Ireland's classic kid. Say what you, Liz.
Hi, Niall, how are you?
Good to talk to you. Liz, now, I mean, I don't think there's a suggestion that her husband is... Some people are texting and saying the husband's a control freak, telling her not to get it done. I just think he thinks she's beautiful the way she is.
Yeah, and that's okay. But, I mean, if she doesn't feel that way, Niall, that's another issue. You know what I mean? If I had the money, I'd be gone.
Would you?
Yeah, I would, and I'd have the whole lot done. If I thought, I wouldn't die as well.
Have you had anything done already?
No, I haven't got anything done yet, no. I wouldn't mind getting it all done, though.
Okay, and why? I mean, look, Liz, you're not that old. You're fairly young.
No, I'm not old now, but I'm not a gym buddy either. Like, I don't like going to the gym either. So, like, I mean, you know, like, get a little nip and tuck here and there.
A little nip and tuck.
Oh, no, that'll be doing now. Boom, tummy, boobs, everything.
Would you? If you had the money, so you'd just get it all done?
No, I'd survive it all, the surgery, like, I'd be gone, yeah.
Okay, and... Is it for self-confidence reasons? Is it because of what you think of other people think of you?
No,
or
it's just because you want to, yeah, you want to just wear what you want to wear and things like that, night. And just, like, if you have, you know what I mean? Look better on thinner people, do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Or a big chest or whatever. I wouldn't be going to get a big huge.
Yeah, I mean, no, she does say that. She doesn't want, like, a double D or an E-cup or something like that.
I have a double D already, you know, there's nothing wrong with a double D.
Oh, I know, okay, so, I know, I'm just saying, she doesn't want herself. So you're a double D.
A double D is not huge, right? You know what I mean?
Oh, is it not? Okay, so, but, hey, Liz, you're talking to a man here, okay. So what's a double D? I thought that was big.
No, a double D, it's an average size, I'd say, I'd imagine, yeah.
Is it? I thought the kind of average was kind of like, I don't know, you need to educate me here on boob size. 34C, is that not average? 36C, I don't know.
Well, these are averages, well, pretty average, well, yeah, D-cups.
All right, okay. So what would you like, would you like to get them bigger, or do you just want to get them...
I like to just stay with you, yeah.
Stay where they are.
Keep them situated.
Why, do they tend to wander around a bit, Liz?
Oh, one goes east, one goes south, or west and east, or whatever, then I'm going to lay down, you know yourself.
Yeah, right, okay. So you just want them to be perkier, is that it?
What?
You want them to be a bit perkier?
Well, obviously he's taking his toll now. Like, I'm nearly hitting 40 now, so do you know what I mean? I'm not doing all these things. I'm waking up every morning with a new rink and things like this. It's just desperate. An extra age spot and all. Like, you know, everything's just gone mad.
Well, stay there for a second, because Niamh, you're an Ireland's classic. It's you, Niamh.
Hi, Niamh, how are you?
Good. Well, Liz suggesting that they're kind of going wandering on her at the moment, so she needs to keep them in check. So she wouldn't mind getting them done. Would you get yours done, Niamh?
Absolutely, mine is one looking at you, the other one's looking for you. Yes, I would love to get them done.
So if you had the money, I don't know what it is, $5,000 or whatever it is, get them done, you get them done tomorrow, yeah?
Absolutely, today if they have an appointment, yeah.
Wait, and would you not, are you worried about the risks at all attached to it? Because there is always a small risk, yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, no, there's a small risk, but that's enough, no.
No, boom,
no,
done.
No, done.
And what, would you go much bigger?
I'd go much smaller.
Oh, much smaller.
Yeah, I'd like to. I just want clothes to fit properly.
Okay, so
because I lost weight everywhere else, and
so educate me here, Niamh. What size are yours?
They'd be a double D, and they'd be coming in about 38.
Right. Okay.
In and around that. The last time I got them measured, I'm probably wearing totally the wrong size bra as well,
Yeah, okay, so, and you just want them to look better. It's not that they're too big or too small, it's kind of just want them to look better.
I just don't like them.
Shape to them.
I just don't like them. They used to be nice, and then I had kids.
Okay.
And they went a lot bigger, and I thought they'd go back, but they never did.
Well, I'm assuming when you have kids, they kind of fill up, obviously, because you're lactating or whatever, right? And then they get smaller and bigger and smaller and bigger, so they eventually just stretch and go all out of shape.
I must still be have enough to feed a small village then, because mine just stays. I mean, it's obviously curdled and gone very sour at this stage. But it won't. They won't. They never went down. And I lost weight everywhere else. Lost 2 stone. Delighted myself and said, oh, they'll go. They're next.
No. They didn't.
No, it just looks
ridiculous. Liz, you sound like Liz. You can absolutely understand all of this. Yeah.
Yeah, no, I'm telling you, I just never empty sacks. Like, do you know what I mean?
They're empty sacks.
Like, you know what I mean? Like, ever since me size you a bit, I looked at people like that. I'm like, yeah, it's a bra. It's a wonder. Like, I'm telling you.
So both of you, when you lie down, they just kind of fall to the side and under your arms.
Yeah, I don't look anymore.
getting in the way.
We don't need a bra, I need scaffolding.
All right, so you understand what this woman is doing. So it's about self-confidence then, Niamh, isn't it? About just feeling better about yourself.
Totally. It's not, you know, she said she's not doing it for anything, you know, but it's to make her happy. And
yeah.
Her happiness is so, and her confidence. And
yeah.
Oh, I'd give anything in her position and have the money to go and do it.
Oh,
go
okay.
for it. Do it, do it, do it. It's going to make her so much happier. And I broached that argument and was told, oh, no, you can't touch them. They're mine. I was like, well, you can have them then. You know?
Wow. Oh, he said that to you, did he?
Oh, yeah. I don't know.
For
no,
his,
don't touch
like...
them. I love them. Don't touch them. I said, if you ever want to touch them again, then you'll let me do it.
Yeah.
You know?
Well, maybe he wants to touch them more then, of course, if they're done. You know what I mean?
I'd have a 6-week break. It'd be brilliant because you couldn't touch them for ages.
Oh. I know, yeah. And then, you know, you might have to get them looked at after 6 weeks. I don't know. I don't know what the procedure is.
Oh, yeah, he probably thinks he's become a professional.
Listen, Niamh, I have to wrap it up. Thank you very much indeed, Niamh and Liz.
Real people, real opinions, real talk radio. The multi-award-winning Niall Boylan Show. Classic hits.